Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do. And meteorologist Kelly Bairn wants to help you understand it all.
And a look at some stats over the...
From Portland's most accurate forecast team, this is your weather.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back into yet another Your Weather podcast. We have some very exciting weather setting up Thursday and Friday. So we have some updates for you. It's Wednesday, February 10th. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bairn, and we've got meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. You know, when's the last time we did three podcasts in a row? Have we done that yet? This may be a record.
Yeah, I think this is a record. I don't think we've done that yet. So it just shows that we have a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, this is an important one. Yeah. And I think as we were heading into the overnight hours, we were hoping again for some more agreement in our weather models. And I think we're just about there. So I think our forecast heading into today is going to be pretty close to what the outcome will hopefully be or likely
be. I think it's interesting to note how more of the models now have shifted to a snow event likely in Portland. Whereas yesterday we were kind of getting some hints that the system would shift towards the north, that would push a little bit warmer air in, and we'd kind of see more of a wintry mix type of event, more icing rather than snow. So I'm excited to see the change here in models. It has brought that center of low pressure further down the coast. That means more moisture and more ability for that cold air to seep in and for things to fall as snow here for a good portion of Portland. So, you know, I do think that we're going to see quite a bit of snow as we head towards Friday.
Yeah, I do as well. And I think the timing has been still pretty consistent. We're looking for that moisture and the cold air to start pushing in on Thursday. And so we still have maybe 24 hours. But I think as early as tomorrow morning, we may start seeing some precipitation. Some weather models even had a little bit of precipitation, I think, today. I'm not sure if you had that in your forecast late tonight, but I think that we are likely seeing that transition tomorrow. And then there's still maybe some ifs and buts about when we start seeing the snowfall around Portland. But I think tomorrow we're definitely going to be prepared for everything to move on in.
Yeah. So let's dive into tomorrow's timeline. I was talking about a few scenarios that we could see as precipitation arrives. And, you know, some models are a little bit different on the amount of moisture arriving tomorrow and some of the timing of the moisture and the cold air. But I think as we head towards about lunchtime, we'll start to see the push of some moisture. And that may fall as rain. If you're further down the valley, it could transition to a wintry mix of some freezing rain even. I think that is possibly going to be a big issue for certain portions of the valley and even certain portions of Portland as we head into Thursday.
Yes. And we know that the ice storms can cause major problems, and we want to be you know, getting that information out now so you could have, you know, everything charged up. You know, that wasn't that long ago. We had a couple ice storms. I mean, it just piles up on the trees and the power line. So it really causes some issues. But, you know, that line starts to transition to snow closer to Portland. And I think around Portland over to the gorge and to the north, we may be in store for some snowfall by late Thursday into Friday morning, probably.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of looking like. So again, if you're heading out and about around the valley, I see a good chunk of the valley, like a section from about Wilsonville to Salem, that area just south of Portland, seeing more of an ice event. So we could see some big impacts and ice coating the roadways as we head into our Thursday afternoon. Now, in Portland, like you mentioned, we could be on that boundary line where we're getting cold enough air to start to transition to snow showers. Some models are pointing to about a trace, maybe an inch or two of snow just in Portland, that very north and northeast edge of the valley and the city, seeing some snow accumulations. And then heading into Friday, I think that's the best shot to get some accumulating snow continuing across the city, where we could stack up several inches of snow here around Portland.
Yeah, so you have to be prepared for, you know, maybe two scenarios here. Is if you're in the southwest, it's going to be probably that freezing rain and that ice event. And if you're in the northeast, as we mentioned, you know, closer to the gorge, closer to that cold air, you'll probably be dealing with some heavier snowfall. I think Kelly's right about like the timing of the heavier snowfall. I think it's probably going to be Friday morning through Friday. And, you know, what we have seen in the past is maybe a couple breaks on Friday or Saturday, but we may actually have a decent amount of moisture hanging around for a chunk of Friday, leaving us with the possibility to even see some more significant snowfall for areas. We're still definitely concerned about the gorge. I don't see the gorge escaping this at all. I think it's going to be a significant snowfall for the gorge.
Yeah, I think travel will be very much tough and possibly even impossible through I-84.
Yeah.
As we head towards, you know, Thursday, that snow starts to fall right through areas near Cascade Locks. You know, that's the mouth of the gorge that is going to just pump in that cold air. So they're set. As soon as that moisture arrives, it's all snow falling out there. So I can see some big issues going into Friday for the interstate. Possibly some closures as we head into it, as, you know, maybe a foot of snow falls in between Troutdale through Hood River. So that is definitely a target or bullseye of some heavy snow. And then the Friday snow, I think it really targets the east and northeast sections of the city.
Yeah.
And we've seen this before. That's just where that cold air likes to funnel in the most. And then also up into Southwest Washington, I think we'll see, you know, the models kind of favoring that snowfall up that way. So I think there are some areas around Portland towards the southwest, some of those cities maybe out towards Tigard, that don't see as much snow as your neighbors, you know, about 5 miles towards the north when the system comes in on Friday. So it'll be good to watch the forecast as we head into it. We're still, you know, tacking on these updates and tweaking the forecast, but for now it does look like we're going to see some impressive snow potential heading into Friday. Joseph, I know you have been watching the weekend, and some models have now been pushing some added moisture. So what could that possibly spell out here in the city?
Yeah, so we've been really focused on this Thursday to Friday event, but we have another system that's trying to push on in on Saturday. And between you know, both events, which may even be one long consistent event Thursday through, you know, Sunday, models are pushing about 2 inches of moisture and water around the region. And then if you factor that in with the cold air, so we may have a second disturbance that rolls in on Saturday, which may even outdo this one on Thursday into Friday. So I think this is going to be like a 2 to 3 day event where we have to really be prepared for maybe some power issues, definitely a travel impact. And it's going to be kind of tough, I think, heading through the weekend. So if you have plans, like sometimes there's folks on the east side that need to travel I-84 to get to Portland for, you know, visits. I would anticipate the I-84 to maybe close. I mean, we've seen it close on, you know, conditions that have been even easier than this. So I'm nervous about travel impacts heading into the weekend.
Yeah, I think in general, we're going to see quite the ice event for portions of the valley, more so, again, that southwest corner of Portland, maybe out towards the foothills of the Coast Range, that Yamhill Valley area, McMinnville, you know, Wilsonville, and then further south to Salem. And then as we head into Friday, we kind of see that snow boundary for Portland and that north portion of the city up into Vancouver and then out to the gorge. That's the bullseye for some snowfall, where we could see some pretty impressive amounts for the first time in several years. We haven't quite seen a snowstorm like this, or a potential for one, at least, going into Friday and then over the weekend. So big impacts. And I think they may start for us heading into our Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I want to point out that there's probably going to be a really sharp gradient as far as the snowfall totals, because there may be some areas in northeast Portland or areas of eastern Vancouver that have 6+ inches of snowfall. And then you go all the way down to, you know, Shorewood, Tualatin, and there's like 1 inch of snowfall. So you might, you know, you may just travel maybe 10 miles and see a massive increase in snowfall. It may be one of those events. And I think we're going to see some areas across the city where that's the case, where we have some isolated spots that may pick up some good snowfall.
Yeah.
So I kind of just to loop back around to Thursday, you know, I don't think that's when we're going to see the heaviest of the snowfall. I still think it's going to probably be overnight into Friday, but the transition, we believe, is still going to be on Thursday.
Right. And I would prepare for some freezing rain. And again, freezing rain is pretty much a rain that, when it hits contact or hits a surface, makes contact with the ground or sidewalks, it'll freeze instantly because of its super cooled properties. So it's a special type of rain that, again, can produce a thin coat of ice on roadways, on sidewalks, and any really cold surface. So that's a major concern that I think we're all looking out for heading into Thursday night, and then possibly at moments over the weekend too, even Friday night. So keep your eyes and ears on the forecast. It is so important. This may be one of our larger snowstorms that we've seen in several years here in Portland, and this weather could impact you as we finish out the week. So we'll have more podcasts and updates on social media and Coin 6 at noon and throughout the evenings. Of course, mornings with me here on Coin 6. And you can catch Joseph helping also. I think he'll be out in the field a couple times or back in over the weekend. So yeah. Exciting stuff to come.